show you how to enjoy all the lights and the bells and the whistles.
We say enjoy the show.
Means I'll enjoy the show.
Boys enjoy the show.
Hope y'all enjoy the show.
We all enjoy the show. Any questions, just holler them out.
You enjoying the show?
Now it's time to let loose.
Here we go. Everybody ready?
Woohoo!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Steelers win and the Ratbirds lose. Life is good. Good morning. How you doing? Dimitri live and enough of that. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. An incredible show for you today. And I had to write it all down because there's just so much stuff. I have more information and entertainment than we have hours to share this with you. So I'm going to try to get through as much of this as possible. Again, it's only a two-hour show, and I typically provide 4 hours of entertainment and information. So it's difficult to squeeze 4 hours of stuff into a two-hour show, but I'm going to do my best because that's the kind of trained broadcasting professional I am. Thank you very much. You can download the River Network app, and you can hear this incredible train wreck. Big Willie 105.5. First off, the River Network app, got to download that, and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We had a great show for you today. God, I can't wait to get to it. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can see the show, Facebook live stream of the show, although there's typically not much to see here unless I have a good guest. But typically, there's actually nothing to see here. Just a few screens and my little ducky from the Nail City Jeep Club and the mic flag, which is you can't really read over on Facebook live stream because it's mirror image and it's all screwed up. And some idiot talking into a microphone. That's pretty much all you're going to see. I'm wearing Steeler gold this morning, black and gold, because, again, the Steelers won. I didn't think they looked all that great. Now, Aaron Rodgers looked great. But the Steelers' defense, oh, my God, when Justin Fields rips you apart, jeez, how did we win that game? But we did. And our kicker, Chris, he is just unbelievable. 60-yard field goal, like nothing to it. Nothing to it at all. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. All right, so let's get right to it. Okay, let me read you what I posted on Facebook this morning, because again, there's so much stuff, I can't remember all of this. So, say her name. Her name is Irina Zarutska. Do you know who that is? Of course you don't, because you've been looking at the local media, reading the local media, and they want nothing to do with this horrific murder, because the person who did it is this homeless degenerate who should have been in prison, but the judges let him out 14 different times. And no one is mentioning this woman's name. It is horrific beyond belief. We'll talk about that. Alex Taylor. I don't know. I don't think I ever met Alex Taylor. She seems like a nice enough person, but it's really sad. I actually feel sorry for her because her career is winding down, and she's back at in the Valley and now at WTRF. You know, tell me your career in broadcasting is over without telling me it's over. She's on WTRF now, desperately trying to get some attention. It's like, hey, we're in Brook County, and we're covering a story nobody cares about, you know. So we'll be talking about her. I actually feel bad for her. This is a sad thing. So we'll be talking about Alex Taylor this morning and WTRF, which continues to just redefine broadcasting down to just, oh, my God. The Bishop of the Wheeling-Charleston Diocese, this is the head Catholic in the Mountain State, Mark Brennan, the Bishop of the Diocese. I believe he is a Massachusetts liberal who is overseeing this after the hot mess that was Bransfield. He never did apologize, by the way, and I predicted he never would because he knows where all the bodies are buried, so may you rot in hell. And anyway, Mark Brennan issued a statement, an amazing, I thought, an amazing statement regarding religious freedom, religious exemptions regarding the vaccines, and also an amazing statement he made regarding abortion and how it's not that big a deal, not so big a deal that it gets in the way of, well, doing things for the greater good. Real liberal, I mean, the typical liberal mindset. But this is the bishop of the Wheeling-Charleston Diocese. This is the top Catholic person in the state of West Virginia. And he is essentially saying, I'm paraphrasing, but I think it's quite accurate, that religious exemptions, not such a big deal. Abortion, well, it's all, if it's not too forefront in our thinking, then not such a big deal. We got to take care of the common good, the greater good. That's more important than our religious beliefs. This is the bishop not only saying this, but writing this. And I'm going to share this with you. Honestly, I'm astonished that he's allowing his ultra-leftist politics now to contaminate what I believe is now a problematic issue with him leading leading the diocese. I'm just amazed by this. Honestly, I'm just absolutely amazed. Also amazed by, although I shouldn't be, with the United States Senate. We have two United States senators in West Virginia and two in Ohio. The Upper Ohio Valley has four United States senators. We have two on the West Virginia side, two on the Ohio side. We actually have great clout in Washington, D.C. We have four United States senators representing the Upper Ohio Valley, which is amazing to me. Unfortunately, two of them are Shelley Moore Capito, West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, and Governor Jim Justice, Big Jim Justice. Hey, look at little baby dog here. Look at her butt. Look at, I mean, just, you know. So this guy was asked about the vaccines and about should there be a religious exemption in West Virginia. And his response was just amazing to me. And I'm going to tell you a story about him, my interactions with him regarding COVID and all the lockdowns and everything else. So I'll be talking with you about United States Senator Jim Justice. Also, help me understand. In fact, here's my phone number in case you can help me with any of these issues. My studio phone number, my hotline, the Dimitri Radio Studio hotline, is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Help me understand regarding any of these issues. Here's another issue that I'm having a lot of trouble with. Do Americans who happen to be black need their own national anthem? Do black Americans need their own national anthem? Well, the black national anthem was played at some opening games in the NFL, I think in New York at the Jet Stadium. Oh, hold on. We're getting phone calls already, people trying to explain stuff to me. Hold on. Big Willie 105.5, hello. Big Willie 105.5, hello.
Hi. I was trying to get something reported on the news that I've been calling WTRF, and there's break-ins in cars going on, 250 all through Coleraine. All weekend, I got them on camera and stuff, and I can't believe it ain't on the news yet. According to the cops, they all the way up and down 250.
Where in Coleraine?
Yeah, coming up. They said it was actually from Sunset Heights, which is the beginning of 250. My house is probably 6 to 8 miles out, and they hit every car out through there.
My goodness gracious! Do you know the police chief of Coleraine?
No, I do not. It's actually Belmont County Sheriff is who I had up to my house because they said it was their district.
Oh, okay. All right. Zuzak, how were the sheriff's deputies? How did they treat you, and did they give you any hope?
No, they were very nice about it, they did tell me that there would probably be a heavy presence of police officers up there because they've been looking for these guys. The thing that's really crazy is when I showed the video to my stepdaughter who lives in Wheeling.
Yeah.
And she was out GCMP Road. All their cars got broken into, and when I showed the video, it's the same guy in the same outfit on the video.
How long is your video? How long is your video?
It's probably 10, 15 seconds.
Can you post that on my page, my profile page, or on the Big Willie? In fact, can you do it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page?
I can, but it's going to be a while. I'm on my way driving to work.
Well, where do you work?
I work in Steubenville. That's the other thing I was going to tell you. Your signal up in Steubenville things.
Well, it depends on what's it depends on what station you're listening to. Are you listening to 105.5?
Yeah, I do, and it just. Well, it's just Route 7. When you get up there where they're doing all the construction, it's gone.
Yeah,
well,
it's very bad for all radio stations there because that unique wall that they have here of rubble and everything. No question about that. But download
every morning. But
download the River Network app and listen to it on the app. See if that's any better for you. It should be fine. But do this. Yep. Post this. Where do you work, by the way, in Steubenville?
I work for a service center. It's C&K Auto. It's
all right.
The company.
All right. I probably have lots and lots of fans there. Give them a call and say, hey, Dimitri asked me to post this before I get into work today. Can you give me a few minutes and see what they say? They may say okay because they're concerned about car theft and everything else too. If post that on Big Willie 105.5 and include that you just spoke with me and I said it's okay to do that and let people know so they can see it so we can help spread the word. I'm sorry that Channel 7 doesn't care about any of this, but I certainly do. Big Willie 105.5 certainly does. So I'm giving you authorization right now to post it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page and include a comment, you know, with the posting saying, here's what it is, and, you know, spoke with Dimitri and, you know, the sheriff's deputies in Belmont County were very nice and all that. Would you do that, please?
Absolutely. I probably won't be for it another 20 minutes, but yes.
Okay, if you would. And also include how we get in touch with you, and we can maybe do a follow-up story to help get the word out. Anything we can do with local issues, and especially this Belmont Buzz. Hold on, I've got a special Belmont Buzz thing here for you.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Are you coughing as I'm doing the Belmont Buzz?
No.
Okay, it sounded like you were. All right, well, you earned a Belmont Buzz. Congratulations, sir. By all means, post it, Big Willie 105.5, and we'll get the word out, okay?
Yep.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just like that, with our state-of-the-art phone system, we get information and share this with you. Just like that. There it is. Shout out to Zuzak and the Belmont County Sheriff's Department. They're on top of this. Big crime, apparently a big crime wave regarding the automobiles, the vehicles. And this guy's going to post it on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. I want you to follow the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page because we get stuff like this. So you got to follow it. And as soon as he posts this, maybe you need to get in touch with the sheriff's department at in Belmont County, find out what's going on there, get the latest information. We'll be sharing this with our news department, and you never know what good can come from all of this. But what just happened here was radio magic, live radio magic. Someone here in the valley, very frustrated with the local media because they don't care. I care. Dimitri cares. That's why we've installed this state-of-the-art phone system. That's why in the middle of me promoting my show, did you understand what just happened here? Probably not. I'm in the middle of shamelessly promoting my show today. And it's a great one. It really is. And I've got a great audio for you, too. But I get this phone call. I don't even know who the phone call is. I have no idea. Or what he wants to talk about. But we get him on. And boom, we got breaking news, just like that. And pretty soon we're going to have the video up on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page in about 20 minutes, according to him. You matter. What happens here in the valley matters. This was so important, it merited a Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
All right, that's enough. It's as simple as that. That's the magic of live radio. Everything that I had... I was going to talk with you about, and I will, and all that. I set it aside because we get this phone call with some really, really important news. Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network care about this. I can't wait to see the video. Make sure you follow the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page as well as the Dimitri profile page. Dimitri with three eyes. I'm the one with over 7,000 followers. Not the one with two or three from Nigeria. Mine is the real one with more than 7,000 followers. Okay, I'll get to the rest of all the stuff in just a bit. It's going to be a great show.